This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A helicopter crash on Wednesday outside the Ukrainian capital killed at least 18 people, including Ukraine's interior minister and several senior ministry officials. The chief of Ukraine's national police also said two children were among the dead from the crash, which was near a kindergarten in suburban Kyiv. The cause of the crash isn't clear yet. During his nightly address on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's pledge to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot air defense systems.
Україні буде надана ще одна батарея Patriot. Дякую, Марк.
He says Ukraine will be provided with another Patriot battery. Thank you, Mark. That is, we already have three guaranteed batteries. But this is only the beginning. We are working on new decisions to strengthen our air defense. The United States and several other Ukrainian allies are providing Ukraine with more advanced weaponry and training on those systems. More aid is likely to be announced on Friday as they convene the latest meeting of the U.S.-led Ukraine Defense Contact Group at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. And the relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions in China has let loose a pent-up desire for travel during the important Spring Festival holiday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Chinese government expects over 2.1 billion journeys to be made during a 40-day travel period around New Year's Day, which falls on Sunday. Beijing hairdresser Wang Ladan tells the AP now restrictions are lifted, she's more relaxed and taking a train back home to Heilongjiang province. Many countries have imposed testing requirements on travellers from China that the foreign ministry has protested, and worries remain about the spread of the virus since containment measures were lifted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States and Britain have reiterated condemnation of Iran's execution of a British-Iranian national. They also said Tuesday they'll hold Iran to account for violating the rights of its people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters that the execution last week of Ali Reza Akbari fits a pattern of abuse by the Iranian government that includes detentions, torture, forced confessions, and unjust executions. The former Minneapolis police officer serving 22 and a half years in prison for putting his knee to the neck of George Floyd is asking that his state conviction be tossed out. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
An attorney for Derek Chauvin will argue before an appeals court that numerous legal and procedural errors deprived his client of a fair trial. The attorney says pretrial publicity was more extensive than any other trial in Minnesota history, and that the trial should have been moved elsewhere and the jury sequestered. The attorney also argues that the judge improperly excluded evidence that could have been favorable to Chauvin and accuses prosecutors of misconduct. Chauvin was convicted of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin later pleaded guilty to a federal civil rights charge and was sentenced to 21 years in a federal prison, sentence he's serving concurrently with the state sentence. I'm Donna Warder.
Alaska authorities say a bear attack has claimed two lives. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Alaska state troopers say a polar bear attacked and killed two people in a remote village in western Alaska. Station KTUU reports the attack happened in Wales on the western tip of the Seward Peninsula. Troopers say the animal entered the community and had chased multiple residents before it attacked a woman and a boy. The bear was shot and killed by a local resident as it attacked the pair. The names of the two people killed were not released. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He pledged to keep the lines of communication open between the two economic superpowers. This came on Wednesday in Zurich, Switzerland. Yellen told reporters while Washington and Beijing have areas of disagreement, the two countries have a responsibility to manage differences and prevent competition from being anything near conflict. A French nun who was believed to be the world's oldest person has died a few weeks before her 119th birthday. Her nursing home in southern France made the announcement Wednesday. Lucille Randon, known as Sister André, was believed to have been one of the world's oldest survivors of COVID-19. She tested positive in January 2021. Her survival made headlines. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.